For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I also have terrifying Google skills, as George can attest.
CIA.
I said, can you get this dude's surname? And he was like, yeah, he was born prematurely, 2 months premature. I was like, what?
Yeah, boy.
Welcome to the GLHF Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure, the most precious thing to anyone on the internet. Game and Fortune is a game show about video games, those moving things on the TV that bring everyone together and help us all live in peace and harmony most of the time. In this podcast, players compete against each other to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKeon, also known as King Kirk, Cobra, and yeah, you know him.
Legend, thank you.
I don't want to say, no, not quite.
I wish for the sweet embrace of death.
Perfect.
Today we are joined by Matt Martin.
Hello.
How was your week?
Yeah, good. It's my first week with you lot. My first time on a podcast in about 5 years, so thanks for having me.
A true professional, true professional. We are also joined by Ollie Brandt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling good. You?
Yeah,
very polite, Ollie. Right. Very polite.
Yeah.
Asking the host.
Yeah. You got to ask.
Right? Fuck Dave.
Wow. Okay. And of course, we have Georgina Young. How are you doing, George?
I'm all right. All my secrets have been exposed already, but, you know, I'm going to power through that.
I respect
the secret
that.
Is I can't use Google, okay? Everyone, I can't use Google.
It's not a secret. It's not been a... Okay, we're moving on. We're also joined by a very special guest whose surname rhymes with a very naughty word. The one and only Mike Drucker. Drucker is an American stand-up comedian, writer, and producer known for his work on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and Bill Nye Saves the World. Thank you, Wikipedia. He's also worked with Kirk on some video game articles, which I am told is his crowning achievement. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm good. I'm all right. When you folks are listening, I'm the one who sounds dumbest.
And American. And American.
I'm the American.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
What have you been playing lately, Mike?
I've been playing. Actually, I just got Hot Wheels Unleashed 2. And because after 4 months of games that took 4 months to finish, I kind of just needed the dumbest game possible. And I'm really enjoying the dumbest game possible.
Your fingers on the
Lucky
pulse.
Boy.
Yeah, I like it. I like the one advantage of being a TV writer with no children is I can just buy video games.
How's it going work-wise for you at the minute?
It's good. Strike ended about 2.5 weeks ago, the writers of Writers Guild of America strike. And luckily, late night shows, because weirdly, SAG, our actors union, is also striking. However, late night shows are under a different contractual agreement with them. Sort of like right now, SAG actors are striking movies and TV shows, but they might strike video games.
Yeah.
That's because there is a different contract within the union. So late night shows, luckily, are covered by a different contract. So we were able to go back to work pretty fast.
Are you striking against similar things like AI and stuff like that?
Yep, we were striking against AI. Better residual payments, just because the switch to streaming kind of took away a lot of residuals from people. But basically, I'd say like 80-85% of what the actors want is what we want, and we got. So the actors definitely deserve it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Dave, you amoeba, what are you up to?
This week, we'll kick things off with Two Truths and a Lie. Our special guest will tell us two truths and a lie about their lives. And the other three contestants must come to a consensus on which is the lie. The contestants get 1 point each if they win, but Mike will get 3 points if he wins.
All right. Are you ready, Mike?
I think so. I need to remember my two truths and a lie, which I had right before I did this podcast. All right. Let me think for a second.
Sorry, we'll edit the gap.
Yeah, please edit the gap out. Please edit the gap out.
No, we'll keep it in. Keep it tense.
I'm so sorry that I've forgotten these. It's also, by the way, I should say 6 a.m.
No.
Like, I've got a cup of coffee. I worked on Kid Icarus Uprising. I was second place in a South Florida Super Mario World Boy Scout competition. And I have won an Emmy.
Tell us more about the Super Mario Boy Scouts, please.
So, it was in, they have these big, like, Cub Scout, Boy Scout jamborees, and I have not been to it since I was maybe, like, the mid-90s, because I dropped out of Boy Scouts, because camping in South Florida, where I grew up, is hell. I did not realize camping could be good, because I grew up near swamps. So, but they would have these big gatherings in at what the time was called Joe Robbie Stadium, which is where the American football team, the Miami Dolphins play or played. And they would have like competitions, like almost like, you know, physical competitions, like rope ladders and stuff. But the Super Nintendo had come out that year in America and they had a giant Super Mario World competition on a big screen.
And you just play Super Mario World. That was
you just played Super Mario World. It was like a... I think it was sort of like a timed level run, like how far you could get in the game within like a certain time limit. This was like 30 something years ago. So I don't remember the exact rules, but it was definitely on like the Jumbotron. You could see the Super Mario World game.
How did you play a game?
Sorry?
How did you play a game when you're camping? Like there's no electricity.
Oh, this was more like a big gathering. So it was almost like a big Boy Scout party where they bring all the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts together. So it was less like camping and more like... I don't know, like a big event for all the scouts in the area.
Glamping.
But usually camping, you'd go to like, you would actually go to the woods and then just be dying in 98 degree weather with so much humidity. I don't know what that is, metric.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
guess 100. I don't know.
I was a Boy Scout, actually. And yeah, it's very much like that, except in Britain, it's just wet. So it's just you're outside in... You're outside in rain for a good week, and then they'll make you do a bit of orienteering or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times for all children.
Good times.
Recommend.
Do you have any questions about his other absolute truths?
What was your Emmy for?
My Emmy was for Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, which is a political talk show in America. I apologize.
No, it's okay. And what did you do on Kid Icarus?
Kid Icarus, I was a localization writer. So I worked at Nintendo and I worked with a Japanese translator to make the jokes make more sense in English.
You speak Japanese?
No, I was paired with a Japanese translator. The way that Nintendo does localization is that they usually pair an English language writer with a Japanese translator who's fluent in Japanese. And then your team works with in America, the French-Canadian team, the Latin American-Spanish team, and then those teams go to Europe for European-Spanish, European-French, German, and all that jazz. And then you guys add a bunch of views to stuff.
Okay.
Do you three want to confer and figure out which one the lie is then?
I don't know, because Jamboree, I've been to Jamboree, and it was a week long, and it was camping. So I feel like if it is Jamboree, I believe that Mike took part in a Super Mario tournament, but probably not that it was part of Boy Scouts Jamboree.
Yeah, I was a scout in the 80s and we just played with fire and knives. Like,
yeah.
Like there was no real entertainment.
You still do that now, Mark.
And alcohol, yeah.
Were you allowed girls in the
80s? Yeah.
Like in general.
No, my sister was in Brownies, which is like sort of the junior Girl Scouts.
I got kicked out of guides for stealing. That's why I was a Boy Scout.
It's acceptable there.
Yeah, you're allowed to be a worse person in the Boy Scouts.
It wasn't even that much. I was told to go on a like trip to the corner shop, buy some stuff, and I just pocketed the change. But that was too much, apparently.
That's bullshit.
I think that's a fee.
Yeah, I think that's a fee. Yeah, that's fine.
You're going to send miners out on errands, then you've got to pay them a bit.
Right? Yeah. Okay. What are you thinking, Seam? What's the consensus here?
As talented as you are, Mike, I don't think you've won an Emmy. I think you've been nominated, and I think you're still bitter about it, which is why you... it really goes deep, do you know what I mean? Like, every time that kind of subject is brought up.
Always.
The Kid Icarus thing... I think that one might be true, but what does everyone else think?
Ali,
the localization is how it works, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it lines up with everything I've heard about localization at Nintendo of America from other people who have worked in it. So, I mean, it feels right, but it could just be Mike having talked to those people as well, so...
Could very well be.
Mike doesn't talk to people.
Let's go with that.
No.
I think Kid Icarus is like, I don't know. I feel like that's the least likely one.
What are we saying then?
That's a complete split down the middle. So George said the Mario one's a lie. Matt said the Emmy's a lie. And Ollie is saying...
He didn't say any was a lie. So
well, he's saying
true.
One's least
it's,
likely.
It's least likely. I think Kid Icarus is probably the lie.
We need to come up with a consensus, team.
We need to come to a consensus.
Yeah.
Okay, my second choice would be the Emmy one.
Okay, we'll go Emmy, then I'm happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one's a lie, Mike?
It's the Emmy, you're correct. Woo! I have been nominated 8 times. Matt is spot on.
oh, yes.
Eight times, that must really sting.
You know when they say like it's an honor being nominated, you don't actually understand that until you're up against like 20 other shows and you do get nominated. So even when you're nominated, you're like, oh my god! So it was nice.
Okay, that went very well. And
Matt read him like a book.
I know. Matt, how did you know? Where was the vibe?
I know disappointment in someone's face. You know what I mean, right? I'm well versed with disappointment.
Okay, I believe it. We'll roll into the next round, and this week's theme is funny games. We have to use that definition loosely, so you may see games like Borderlands on the list. Apologies for that. Next up, we've got Buzzword, our quickfire quiz. In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 2 points and the other contestants are able to buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on a taxidermy ferret. So each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. A taxidermy ferret?
Yeah, it's a little dead ferret.
So usually people like have the animals already and then like they get them done, but you just...
No, I killed someone's ferret.
Oh.
And then paid someone to taxidermy.
Quite expensive, to be fair. Taxidermy is expensive.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we can't afford buzzers.
Where do you find the time?
I've got a wide life.
I've never heard that term, but I love it.
Right. Well, I do feel like my life's getting pretty wide lately, and it only gets wider when I hear excellent buzzwords from our contestants. You must pick a word to say out loud to chime in when you've got an answer. So what is your word, Matt Martin?
Booyah!
Wow, fantastic, incredible. Ollie?
Since we're doing funny games, I'm going to go with clown, because clowns are funny, right? They're supposed to be.
Are they funny?
They're supposed to be.
They can be. George?
It's a little bit of a spoilers for later, but I do like doing a video game impression. And today is crack, which is Parappa the Rapper. Crack.
Oh, okay.
Crack.
You know, he goes, crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl. That's my Parappa impression.
It's true.
It might
have
flour into the bowl. I hear you.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right. You know what? I understand. Mike, please tell me you got one to outdo all of those.
I don't, but I'm going to go with the word fish.
Brilliant. Nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You see, I had faith in you.
Thank you so much.
Right, Kirk, would you like to reel off the questions?
I would. Imagine some music.
Ba-da-bam-bam-ba-dam-bam.
There we go. Which bird would you associate with the development team of the Stanley Parable?
Crack.
Yeah.
Is it pigeon?
It's fucking not, no.
Oh.
Okay, anyone? Clown.
I know it too. Yeah.
Go on, Oliver.
I'm going to say raven, maybe.
No.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Crow.
Yes.
Oh.
It's crows. The team's called crows. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
No, I knew it was the same word three times. I just couldn't remember it.
Crack, crack, crack.
Into the
bottom. Egg. The egg's coming.
Yep.
Crows.
We've already got three eggs in this chat.
That's true. Okay, what did Wheatley turn GLaDOS into in Portal 2?
Clout.
What about?
A potato.
But a potato, right? What?
It's like a potato clock, right? It
no, it's not a potato clock.
I don't know. It was a potato.
Yeah?
It's a potato battery, isn't it?
It is. I'm sorry, Oliver. I
but
can't
also,
give you just the potato.
Also, I... can I give Ollie the point, though? Because I hate your pedantry.
No, George. The pedantry stays.
No, do you know what? I just won't give anyone a point now.
That's fair.
What is Octodad's real name?
Oh God!
We're not even like ramping up difficulty. We're just starting at hard.
Booyah!
Crack? Oh, that was Matt. Go, yeah.
Oh, thank you, George.
Thanks, Keith.
No. Go on, George.
It was a good guess.
I think it's like Mr. Tentacles.
It's definitely not. No. Oh. Do we give up?
I got nothing.
Is his name just Octodad? It's like a trick question?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
What? Did he get the point or not?
He doesn't have a name. People just call him Octodad.
Well,
I'm gonna give that to Mike.
Woo!
And I'm taking your other point off you, George, as well.
Okay.
For how long can Guybrush Threepwood of Monkey Island fame hold his breath?
Crack.
George?
14 minutes.
No.
What? I was so... It's going to be something in seconds, and that's the issue here.
Is it?
Booyah. 3 minutes.
No.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
You might as well have a guess, haven't you? Like,
10 minutes.
Yes, Mike. He got a buzz in there.
I'm just gonna keep. I'm guessing right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a bit. If you don't buzz next time, I'm docking a point.
It's very serious.
It is. Can't just be going off one.
There's exposure on the line, George.
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
Which troubled sequel did Goat Simulator 3 parody in its reveal trailer?
Craig.
George.
Dead Island 2.
Yes.
I almost went GTA 6 then, but then you said the field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did smoke with GTA, didn't they? And got in
trouble. They just put GTA 6 footage, pirated GTA 6 footage in a trailer. It's very brilliant. Good.
I have picked hard questions this time. I'm really sorry. In Fable 2, drinking 5 beers is considered as evil as what act?
Crack?
No, not crack.
George?
Kicking chickens?
No.
That's a big fable one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fish?
Yes.
Would it be cheating on your spouse in the game?
No.
Ooh, I like the guess.
Clown?
Yeah?
I'm going to say murder.
It is murder.
Brilliant.
Just like, what's the most evil thing you could do? It's murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you drink like 6 beers, that's worse than murder, really, isn't it? What is the name of the competitive indie game where you try to push dicks into other dicks?
Cat.
George.
Genital jousting.
Yes. It
that
is.
Didn't even sound like crack, George. It sounded like cat.
Cack.
I was so excited that I knew it. I had to go out.
Love it. Okay, Kirk, what are the scores?
At the end of that round, George has 3. She did have 4, but I docked a point. Mike, Matt, and Ollie have 2.
I'm not taking this, George. I'm going to override the results at the end.
It's okay, because it doesn't matter at all.
It does matter. What are you saying?
This is very serious. Next up, we've got Cameo. A round where the judge chooses a game and our contestants have to select a famous person or game character who would make for the best cameo in that game. Each contestant gets 1 minute to argue their case and one objection. Anytime an objection is called, they can interrupt the speaker and explain why their idea is flawed, at which point the clock is paused. The judge will choose the best answer, 4 points to the person who comes first, 3 to the runner-up, 2 for the third, and 1 for last place. Which game will it be today, O Balded One?
This week, it's Parappa the Rapper. So you've got one objection for the whole round. So you've got one person you can interrupt, basically, for the whole thing. So choose wisely.
Crack.
What? George, you're going first since you're first with 3 points, not 4. Your time starts now.
Okay, so with Parappa the Rapper, they're all, you know, it's a sunflower, it's a dog, you know. I feel like even though you need someone with music, you can't have just a human in there. That breaks the whole flow. So I've chosen Cranky Kong. If anyone knows DK64, the best game in the Donkey Kong universe, then you'll know that Cranky Kong is the DJ in that game for the very excellent Donkey Kong rap. And I think the Donkey Kong rap fits in very well with, you know, the style of rap that Parappa the Rapper has. And, you know, Cranky's there just cranking it. He's doing a sick DJing job. It's true. He's cranking that volume. He's cranking those tunes, okay, guys? Okay. And he knows what's up when it comes to getting down. So I think, you know, you get the DK rap in there.
You're out of time.
That's it.
I'm zipped.
Very good.
Okay. I didn't hear any of that, but cranking it. That's all I heard.
Very fucking good, George.
Oof. Okay. Ollie, your time starts now.
So I'm also going with George's idea of it needs to be something, you know, from the world and not just like a person, you know. So I'm going with Gex of Gex fame. Gex is very tuned in with pop culture, given that that's his whole shtick is to, you know, go around to different pop culture places. And I think because of that, he'd have a lot of knowledge with which to teach Parappa how to rap. And that's the whole point of Parappa, right? Is that he's learning to become a great rapper. I don't know if Gex can rap, but he certainly talks a lot, and talking is like 90% of the way there to rapping. So yeah, I feel like
Gex objection. Is... So I don't know anything about rap, but I know Dave does, and he doesn't know anything. He can't have an objection. So I hand this objection to Dave to, you know, to talk about rap because he cares about it.
What the fuck is this?
George. No, fuck you, Kirk. And fuck you, Ollie. What the fuck is this?
Do you want to finish? You got like 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm just going to save the rest of my time before I like...
Yeah, you're fucking damn right you do.
All right. Mr. Martin, you're up next.
Okay, I'm going to go for Russell Hobbs, who is the drummer in cartoon pop band The Gorillaz. Firstly, he's a 2D character like the rest of the Parappa the Rapper cast, so he wouldn't have any kind of body image issues if he was in that game. he's a musician, specifically as a drummer, so he can keep time with the rhythm action of Parappa the Rapper. And kind of thirdly, according to The Gorillaz Wikipedia page, he's possessed by the spirit of a dead rapper. So if that doesn't have all the skills, I don't know what does. I can see the rest of my time. Case closed.
Yeah, okay. That was pretty good.
All right. You got something to beat there, Mike. Your time starts now.
I think, you know, when I play Parappa the Rapper, I especially think of like late 80s, early 90s rap, which was... A little more like Ollie's describing, where, you know, it was very like, we're having fun today. And one of the worst people from that period to do it is Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player. He tried a rap career, and it he was very good at basketball, and acting and rap just weren't his big areas of talent. And so he released a rap album, and I kind of feel like, just like Parappa learns to rap in it, it would be useful for Shaquille O'Neal to get the same lessons.
Objection.
Oh no.
So I would argue that Shaquille O'Neal with the Foo Schnickens, their song What's Up Doc, is actually a classic of that era. even though it's novelty rap, it's still considered pretty good, and the Foo Schnickens were great as well. So I would suggest that he's more talented than you thought he was. Although I can see. didn't he also try baseball at one point as well?
That was Michael Jordan.
I was about to say, Jordan.
Well, either way, I object.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me to hear Matt's reasoning there. Like, that was like the most unsurprising explanation I ever heard from Matt. Thank you.
Kazam is also a banger.
What the fuck? Okay. All right. Yeah. I thought Gex was going to be tough to beat, but there we fucking go. Mike, do you cede the rest of your time? You got anything else to say?
No, I cede my time.
Yeah. Kirk.
All right. I think the winner of that is quite clearly Matt, followed by George, then Mike.
Yeah.
Then Ollie.
Well.
Gex has nothing musical going on, Ollie. All he does is say, oh, this is like taco night at James Earl Jones's place. Like, I just...
Side note, I'm on a text thread with Dana Gould, who voiced Gex, and when Limited Run Games announced it, I was like, hey, Dana, they're bringing your game back. And he was like, what? He did not want to talk to me about Gex.
Oh, see, it's actually interesting, because the European version, which is the one that everybody else here would have played of Gex, had a different voice altogether.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A really like suave, like James Bond style spy.
I think of like James Bond when I think of Gex.
And I only recently learned when they announced the remaster that it was a different voice actor in the US.
Dana Gould, who also wrote for The Simpsons for a ton of years. Yep.
Crank it.
Next up, we've got Synopsis, where we give you a game and you have to come up with a fake back-of-the-box synopsis for it based on the game's title alone. What's our first game? Oh, Magnificent One.
Our first game, well, the only game, is Death Stranding. And I'm going to go to Oliver first, because he's last. So give us a back-of-the-box quote for Death Stranding.
Death Stranding is a thrilling adventure game that tells the story of five old nanas who are on death's door, and they have to knit, I don't know, jumpers for their grandkids before they die. I don't know if I can offer more than that, but that's it,
just short and sweet is all we want.
You know what, that was pretty good. There was death in it, there was strands.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Mike is next.
This game is about Charon, the boatman, crashing on a deserted island, and now you gotta make a house.
Nice.
That's it. It's a survival game.
I'd like to play that game.
Good.
I'd like to play that. Matt.
Death Stranding is a quickfire board game where the Grim Reaper buys houses in Monopoly, and in particular the Strand
region.
The red one.
Fair enough. Yeah, the red one. Mm-hmm.
All right, George, go on. What's Death Stranding?
If you're stranded, you're dead. Written by Hideo Kojima. If you avoid being stranded, you've got Hope of Life, directed by Hideo Kojima. And if you are left, leave your friend stranded, then what awaits them is death, produced by Hideo Kojima.
Pretty
bleak, that one.
It was. All the Hideo Kojimas fucked me up.
It convinced me.
That's how every Metal Gear 5.
This is the thing. If you put all those quotes in a trailer, I'd be like, hell yeah. But if you just skip the Hideo Kojima bits, I'd be like, oh, what game's this?
So, yeah, exactly.
George, you figured it out there.
I think Mike's is the winner this time. Followed by Matt's, followed by George's, followed by Ollie's.
Oh, I like the granny's knitting.
Yeah, same. What?
I'm sorry. I just... It didn't excite me.
You don't even get Strand on the US Monopoly.
Yeah, I was going to be like, is this a Gex thing again?
It sure is. Next up is a quick round of ticking tag. Each of you has 1 minute to choose a video game character that you would want to team up with in a situation chosen by the judge. Which predicament would it be this week?
So I want you to choose a character who you would have beside you on a stand-up comedy gig. So we'll start with you again, Ollie, because you're last. I'm sorry, Ollie.
I think it's meant to be the person in first so that Ollie has the longest time.
I don't fucking care. All right. Okay, you go first then, George.
Okay, I would choose Bubsy from the classic Bubsy 3D. I'm not very good at stand-up comedy. I like to have a jape, but not very good on my feet. But do you know who's worse? Bubsy. So if you have Bubsy come on with you as your compere or something, you automatically look better by comparison. And that is why I want Bubsy with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Matt, you're next.
I would go for... I'm not sure if this classes as a video game character, but he's in video games. So I would go for Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It counts.
I'd be terrible at stand-up, but I'd be even more terrified of being heckled because I was terrible at stand-up. So someone that intimidating on stage would hopefully shut everyone up and they'd probably laugh because otherwise they'll lose their face to Leatherface.
Wow. Okay.
Just resorting to violence every time.
Just fear, basically. Fear.
I'm just going to say that with that logic, we can also keep picking Shaquille O'Neal as a video game
character. He's in Shaq Fu, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't even have to count the basketball games. All right.
I wonder if you could actually choose Norman Reedus as well. Not this character in Death Stranding, but Norman Reedus himself. Because there's posters of his TV show in Death Stranding.
Yeah. The fucking ride or whatever.
Yeah, so the actor actually exists in that universe alongside his fictional counterpart.
So does Monster Energy Drink, but you know.
Not anymore.
Neither does Ride anymore.
Oh, they're taking Ride out.
They got Ride out.
What the fuck?
That was the best part of the game.
Ruined it. Mike next.
I would go with Cooking Mama because it just feels like a supportive person, always positive. So if you did bad, she'll be like, you know, man, it's all right. I'll cook you a meal. If you did good, it's like, hey, man, you did great. I'm going to cook you a meal. Cooking Mama would just always have your back.
You know what? I like it.
Have you got a good one, Ollie? You've had lots of time to think.
I think so. But I'm also pandering like heavily. So.
Okay.
So I actually do think it's a good one. So I think I would like to have Adam Jensen from Deus Ex, because, right, I'm absolutely terrible at comedy. I would just freeze up on stage, but I'm sure that Adam Jensen would know where to get good augments that would augment me to be good at comedy and not have stage fright and anxiety. I also think, you know, he's quite a sharp speaker. You know, he makes little quips every now and then. So, you know, if I was, you know, struggling a little bit, he would be able to step in and just, like, you know, save the day with his, you know, quick-footed thinking. So, yeah, that's my pick.
That's good.
I have a quick question. So you're saying if you ever were forced into doing a stand-up comedy routine, you would go for, like, techno steroids at the earliest opportunity.
it would be my first choice, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
People take anxiety meds all the time for that shit.
So. Yeah, no, but, like, he's got to, like, what, put a microchip in his brain to be slightly funnier?
Yeah, he's like, Elon, help me, Elon.
It'd just be like alcohol, right? It'd just be like having a couple of beers before you go on stage.
Yeah, but we know that's as bad as murder, so why would you do that?
Well, no, don't have five, step two. Oh, like you do, most days before we start.
Two's
work.
Like manslaughter, then, isn't it, really?
I'm sorry, what subject are we on? We're just doing a comedy gig.
Yeah, we're just having a laugh, Dave, because, as you know, this is.
Sorry, Dave, should we get back on track? Should we
you know what, Kurt? I think you should, because it's serious business, this show. I think you know that.
Right, I think Oliver takes that one with Adam Jensen.
The pandering works.
It did. I love Deus Ex. Fuck you. Cookie Mama next.
Thank you so much.
followed by George's, which I can't remember, but it was better than Matt's.
Bullshit.
Matt's like, I just kill everyone, innit?
It's all going super well. And now we're going to play Rate Your Stars Right. The judge has chosen 14 games. And you have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic score. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, and if you lose, then it's on to the next player. Kirk, where are we starting?
Well, it's an interesting one, because three of our contestants are on the same fucking score at the minute, which is pretty wild. But Oliver's hanging at the back, so it's going to be Oliver to go first.
Ollie the Ryan of this episode.
Yes, yeah, sorry, you've been Ryan'd. Are you? I bet you're glad Ryan isn't here, aren't you, Mike?
Yep, I do not like Ryan. Is that too far? Did I go too far?
Oh my god, you didn't hear what Ben Starr said about him. You definitely didn't go far enough.
So we'll start with Return to Monkey Island with an 86 Metacritic rating. And the next game in the sequence is Psychonauts. Is that higher or lower than Return to Monkey Island?
Higher.
It is. Okay, the next game in the sequence is Borderlands 2. Is that higher or lower than Psychonauts?
I'm going to say it's higher, but I'm not happy about it.
It is higher.
That is a disappointment to humanity.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
After Borderlands 2, the next game is Portal 2.
Oh, I'm going to say lower, but again, I'm not happy about it if that's the case.
It's higher.
Oh, thank okay. God.
See, I did the old switcheroo there. Fuck you.
Humanity restored.
I don't know who to go for next because you've all got the same fucking score.
Doesn't matter. How do we make this fair?
Who do you think's most hopeless?
Oh, definitely Mike.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Go on, go Mike.
All right, so is Portal higher or lower than Portal 2?
Portal, I'm going to guess, is higher.
See, totally hopeless.
Ah! Lose immediately.
Who's the second most hopeless?
Matt.
Thanks.
We have hope
faith
in George.
Faith in me. Got faith in me.
So I'm just trying to be less mean to you, George, because woman.
just pull it out the gender card.
Is Jazz Punk higher or lower than Portal, Matt?
Jazz Punk?
Jazz Punk.
That's not, I've never heard. It's got to be lower than Portal.
It's lower. Okay. Is Octodad, Dadliest Catch, higher or lower than Jazz Punk?
That's higher than Jazz Punk.
It is not higher than Jazz Punk.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
George, it's all
Jazz
on you
Punk
now.
Jazz Punk was popular.
Right, George. Is Destroy All Humans higher or lower than Octodad, Dadliest Catch?
I mean, that game's not good. So I would hope lower.
You're wrong.
Oh, George, God. Octodad isn't good.
Oh, I like that. Do you know what? It's on Vita.
Okay. Oliver, is South Park the Stick of Truth higher or lower than Destroy All Humans?
It's got to be higher.
It is higher. Is Saints Row the Third higher or lower than South Park Stick of Truth?
Higher, surely.
It's not. You fucked it.
I know, right?
The truth's good.
We need to narrow down which platforms these are, Kirk.
You don't know, Ollie, because you didn't get to see the anal probing.
That's
then you
true.
Know how good
As an
it
Australian,
is, yeah.
we're just not allowed to
oh,
see
yeah,
anal probing.
Oh, yeah, there's like no anal probing for you.
Is that the title of this podcast?
What, no anal
no
probing
anal
for you?
Probing, no anal probing with Mike Drucker.
Yeah, that's my new podcast.
Excellent.
All right, Mike, is Saints Row 4 higher or lower than Saints Row the Third?
Lower.
Don't.
What's up, George?
You okay, George?
If it's higher, I'm going to die.
It's higher.
Yeah. Saints Row. Yeah, boy.
This is
an indictment of reviews.
Yeah, we know.
It happens every
that's
time.
That's why this is the best round. Every single time it's the best.
We just
round.
Lose faith in our comrades every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was next? Matt, what it? Right, okay. Is Simpsons Hit and Run higher or lower than Saints Row 4?
Higher.
No, it's not.
Come on. What the fuck is wrong with people?
You lot of fucking shit. Okay. George, is Untitled Goose Game higher or lower than Simpsons Hit and Run?
It's got to be higher.
It is higher.
Okay. Yeah, because of the one before Saints Row 4, it's got to do better than Saints Row 4, my God.
Oh, mate, I don't want to tell your life story, to be honest. Just give me the answer.
I'll remember that.
Is Overcooked higher or lower than Untitled Goose Game?
Lower?
It's lower. Last game. The Stanley Parable, higher or lower than Overcooked?
Just the normal one, not deluxe.
Yeah, just the normal one.
Higher.
It is. Well done, George. She's just good took shit. The episode with that shit.
Yeah. Oh! That's how we like it.
I know. You know, the scores at the end. So you got George on 13. You got Mike on 10.
Ah.
Matt on 11. And Ollie caught up with Mike and got 10 by the end of it as well.
So you read it wrong.
Yeah.
You said Matt has 11.
Yeah, I read it in the wrong order. Who cares? I made the rules.
You should have built tension by going lowest first into the winner.
I should have, but I don't know.
This is not the first time it's come up, Matt, and he never listens.
I never listen. I'm a fucking renegade. What can I say? I'm an aviator. Oh, God.
He built the tension. He built the tension by just reading it out randomly.
Yeah.
I do it
in them, you know, little sticks, and then you cross through on five, so I can't fucking see. Oh, yeah, a little tally.
I gotta tell you, I do feel tense around Kirk. It's true.
Yeah. I will around Matt now that he reckons he'll bring Leatherface to a comedy gig, so.
Okay, fantastic. Mike, thank you so much for coming on. How do you feel about,
losing?
Not your victory, but.
My loss?
Yeah. Your participation?
Like, yeah, this is like the Emmys all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, first of all, I learned the term wildlife, which is helpful for me. I'm going to use that from now on. And also, I learned about the two different Gexes, which I can't believe I didn't know that before.
Did. Are you going to give us an acceptance speech, George?
Yeah, I would like to thank Crows. Basically, all those little indie games that I play all the time, this was my episode, see, because I love all that shit. Keep making your weird little things. Keep making jazz punk. Love you all. Mwah.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Mike, is there anything that you want to share, advertise before you leave us off?
Yeah, you can find me on most social medias at Mike Drucker or at Mike Drucker is Dead. You'll find it. I also have a paperback novelization of Plumbers Don't Wear Ties coming from Limited Run Games.
Oh my God!
It is.
I
is
had it on
pre-order.
The 3DO.
So excited.
3DO.
They're re-releasing the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wrote a joke
Mike,
novelization.
You can do that again without me screaming.
I also wrote a paperback joke novelization of Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, which you can get from or pre-order from Limited Run Games now. It is a bonkers weirdo book. I basically just looked at the game, played the game, watched Let's Plays of the games, and broke my mind doing it.
Fantastic.
Sounds great.
Thank you, George. You're the only one clapping, George. It's not going to happen.
Plumbers Don't Wear Ties is such a classic. Such a classic.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!